Are you done with being that pregnant or postpartum mom in the gym who is always stuck on the sidelines feeling horrible, saying, "How come no one ever told me this?" Are you ready to finally say no to a mom life filled with excess weight, injury, overwhelm, and fatigue? Then help is here. Welcome to the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast, where we dive deep into the information you need to be the strongest woman in and out of the gym, even if you are a mom. If you are done going through your pregnancy or postpartum fitness journey clueless and unprepared, if you are ready to commit and say yes to being that badass fit mom who is shredded and stronger than before the baby, well, listen up. Because this is where we talk about all of the things your doctor or trainer never told you about, so that you can achieve the body you want and take your athletic strength and performance to the next level. Get ready, because here's your host, Daisy Bravo.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Today was recorded live in my Facebook group, the Strong Moms Pregnancy and Postpartum Fitness Education and Support Hub. Because this training received such an amazing response from my group members, and because it is a topic that a lot of moms are interested in, I wanted to share it with you here on the podcast. But first, a heads up that this was a live training. So from time to time, you will hear me interacting with the people who are watching the training. Sometimes I ask questions, and sometimes I give shout outs to audience members. So if you are interested in joining my Facebook group, connecting with other strong moms, getting access to more live videos, recipes, workouts, health and fitness tips and tricks, I encourage you to head on over to the show notes and click the link to join my Facebook group, the Strong Moms Pregnancy and Postpartum Fitness Education and Support Hub. And so you don't feel left out, I have included any links, products, or references made on today's episode and place them on our show notes, also on the Strong Moms Fitness website, and in the description of the replay video in our Facebook group. So I look forward to seeing you in our Facebook group and hope you enjoy this episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast.
Well, hello, hello, hello. And I want to welcome you to another episode of the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. And for those that are watching me live in our Facebook group, I want to welcome you today. I know that this is happening a little bit later for my Facebook people than anticipated. I've been having some tech problems, so I'm hoping that this is going to work. This is episode 2 of my diastasis recti series. And so if you haven't already had a chance to listen to the first episode, I want to encourage you to, either if you're in the Facebook group or listening to the podcast, just jump back to the most previous recording, because that is where I go into some of the details as to what a diastasis is, what that could potentially mean for you, and how to take it the next step and give you some light bulb moments of how to approach and change your thinking. I did bust a couple of myths when it comes to diastasis. So want to make sure that before you go into today's conversation, that you do check out that episode, because it's just going to make a little bit more sense. So I do encourage you to go and check that out. Come back and watch this one when you're done. Today is a question that I get asked a lot, and that is stasis recti do and don'ts for pregnancy as well as postpartum, or anyone that is struggling with a diastasis. And this could be even someone that's had a long-standing diastasis that you've never taken care of or just never knew how to. A lot of these things I'm going to tell you today are going to help you with that situation. So it doesn't really matter where you are in your journey, but in order to care and support a diastasis, these things are to be put into consideration. So I do want to say that Everyone asks me for do and don'ts. And I do want to say that I'm really not someone who is going to get mad at you if you do certain things. That's really not where I come from. I just like to provide some information and guidelines, and it's up to you what you want to do. I'm not here to tell anyone that they can't do anything. I'm really just here to encourage you along the way and help you make those improvements. If there is something that you love to do, and you know that you're struggling and dealing with a diastasis, if you've tried all the things and you've really put in the time and effort to try to heal a diastasis, I don't want to say that for the rest of your life, you can't do certain things. There are a certain population that are going to deal with a diastasis for life. A very small percentage, but it is possible. And so to tell someone who has a diastasis that no, you can't do X, Y, Z when they really want to do that, I'm not that person. I am here to say, hey, if you want to do this, then let's try and do that a little bit better. If you are just trying to do certain exercises for your ego, just so that you can post on Instagram and say that you did or you can, then maybe you need to reevaluate where you're at, because sure, you can do certain things in the moment, but that can be putting some distress to your body during this current time. It may cause long-term problems and reduce the chances of your healing, and you're really just doing a disservice to your body. As someone who is pregnant, newly postpartum, it's really important to, before you even go into that do and don't list, is to really figure out what is important to you. Is being able to do 100 pull-ups by a certain day, is that going to be life-changing for you? Or is what is more important for you is to figure out how you can slow down in this moment, heal and rehab this current situation that you're dealing with so that later on you can get to those pull-ups and do them better than you could have before, because you're actually working with a solid foundation. I, again, don't want to say no to anything, but I do want to give you guys a little bit of a rundown of some of the do's and don'ts. And if you did not watch the first episode as to why a diastasis, what it is, and what's iteration, I want to let you know that anything you want to do is totally fine, but our body does give us some warning signs and signals that we're not working out appropriately. And I do want to start off by talking about coning or doming. And for most people, some feedback that our body is giving us that we are loading our rectus muscles, the front of our abs, a little bit much. And if you are loading a rectus abdominis muscle, if you are pregnant or if you're newly postpartum, might not be something that your body can manage at this moment. And maybe it can't manage it because of weakness, because you have a wide abdominal separation. Maybe you don't know how to manage your pressure properly. So that can stress a diastasis, can lead to things like hernia too, if we're not properly managing our pressures. So a lot of things to consider here as to why we might want to slow down, stop, and reevaluate what we're doing. So the coning or doming, if you do a crunch and you look at your abs and it looks like a loaf of bread is rising, some people call it a shark fin, but that is just your body feedback saying that it is working this area of the body, and it just might not be that our body can counteract the exercise that we're doing. And I use that as a warning sign. If you see it, it's not like, oh my gosh, you're doing damage to your body, but it's your body saying this might not be the best exercise for you at this time. And even for individuals that don't have a diastasis, if you do have a weak core and weak supporting abdominal muscles, you will also see this too. And it's up to you whether you want to use this as some feedback or guidelines to readjust what you're doing and doing something that might better support and strengthen some of those deeper structures so that you can, one, support a diastasis so we're not making it worse, and two, for our postpartum ladies to provide some strength so that we can start doing some proper healing and rehabbing. When it comes to a diastasis, not many things are within our control. Most of it is outside of our control. And at the time of birth or labor, 100% of women do have a diastasis. So it's not something that you can stop and prevent and control, but you can support and make this, try to at least hope to make the situation a little bit better. And that is by doing or not doing certain things. And so that's where this whole episode has come about from, is for my pregnant women and newly postpartum women out there that are really trying to rebuild the strength up in the core and pelvic floor. There's certain things that ideally we should put on the shelf at a certain period of time during pregnancy, as well as that early stages of postpartum. And that is really anything that puts stress on the anterior wall of the abs. And like I said, our body has its wonderful feedback mechanism, that little doning or coning, to tell us, hey, we're working this area hard. Perhaps we should think about doing something a little bit different or doing this exercise differently because it's really not supporting what we're doing. Our muscles are not strong enough at this moment to handle or withstand something like this. So that is anything where you're on the hands and toes position. So think about something like a plank, even a push-up. Things working the front of the abs on your back, like a sit-up or a V-up or a Russian twist or a hollow hold. And that even comes to something like a pull-up too for some individuals. And if you don't think that you are working your abs when you are doing a pull-up, then I would encourage you to try, especially if you are pregnant, do a pull-up in front of a mirror and see if there's any coning or doming or bulging that occurs in the ab area. And that's a sign that your body's probably not at the best place to do this exercise. Sometimes women have to stop doing overhead presses also, because that indirectly works a lot of abs and core. Being in that sort of plank position, the abdominals are hanging down there. And if you start activating those abdominal muscles while doing a plank, have a gander and see what is going on there. And I know that for myself, when I first started doing a lot of planks, and even without diastasis problems, I would still see some coning and bulging of my abs, mainly because I never knew how to work my deeper abdominal muscles, specifically my transverse abdominis muscle. So things like sit-ups, crunches, all of that sort of stuff, your body's probably not ready for at this moment in time. So those are things that you need to put on the side, put on the back burner. I do want to talk a little bit more about push-ups and planks and how we can modify them, because if you're someone that wants to continue to do them, doing them a little bit differently is a way for you to continue to do them. But indirectly, things like pull-ups, sometimes squats, depending on how you do your squats and what sort of weight you're using, even standing arm exercises and deadlifts and overhead exercises, and even transition exercises between yoga postures can put a lot of pressure on that front abdominal wall there. I don't like to give a whole big list out there, because if I miss something, then someone's going to say, well, that wasn't on the list. And that's why I like everyone be very mindful of what the body is telling you. So that coning or doming, look out for that when you're doing some of your exercises. And sometimes what you'll notice is things that you really never put any thought to do give you that sort of feedback. And just figure out, hey, maybe I can do the exercise a little bit differently so I don't have that sort of feedback. Or some individuals that need to do this exercise, so do that a little bit. But I wouldn't say go and do a workout with 100 pull-ups, because that's really not serving you at all. If you've made it your goal to do 5 pull-ups a day all throughout your pregnancy, if you want to do that, that is totally okay. But just be aware that you might not be doing the best thing for your abs at this time. That's really all I want to say about that. Now, when it comes to modifying some of these exercises, some women want to continue doing things like planks and push-ups. the cool thing with planks, push-ups, and even burpees, you can always do those from an elevated surface. So instead of hands and feet on the ground, you can do hands on a bench and feet on the floor. And then as you progress into pregnancy or as you get stronger postpartum, you can adjust the height that you're doing your exercise at. And then that way, that's a good way to slowly progress, as opposed to when your doctor gives you clearance at 6 weeks to start exercising again. I wouldn't necessarily start hands and feet on the ground. I would start from an elevated surface and then start working down slow, get that surface lower and lower until eventually you strengthen up. So modifying is certainly a thing when it comes to the core. I do welcome a lot of core exercises. So a lot of bending rotational type of core exercises are great. Some side bending is okay. Doing something like a farmer's carry where you're holding onto weights with either hand. Sometimes it can be an offset amount of weight. So maybe you have a higher weight in one hand than the other. And of course, your core is going to have to work to balance that out. So thinking a little bit outside the box with your ab exercises, you're not necessarily going to continue with crunches, but doing some different types of core exercises. Again, looking back at your abs every now and again and seeing what sort of feedback it gives you. So that's where I am at with the do's and don'ts. The do's are really do what makes you feel comfortable. Do anything that, you know, is not constantly providing you that feedback that you are coning and doming. Try to troubleshoot your form in a way to see if you can stop that. And for the most part, I would say discontinue that exercise until, if you're pregnant, until you are postpartum and you stop getting that sort of feedback. So starting back with the core after baby is a really slow progression. And I do like to start everyone who goes back to postpartum exercises, whether you are 10 years postpartum or 2 years postpartum, and you're starting back on your core, I really like to start with breathing exercises, because breathing exercises are a really great way to start getting the coordination of the abdominal muscles, getting those lower transverse abdominal muscle to start working and re-engaging again. So a big mistake people make is they put a pause on their pregnancy workouts, especially when it comes to the core. And then whenever they get clearance, they start again from where they left off. And I want you to kind of start at zero. Start like you have never done an abdominal muscle in your life. Start and treat the abdominals like they have been injured. And if you do that, and if you move slowly, starting with breath, with learning how to turn on all of these specific abdominal muscles, core muscles, then that slower progression is going to lead to better results. And for the most part, many people end up stronger than they were before because they have done this deeper, more foundational work. So that's what I'm going to leave you with today. Really super quick and easy. Because I'm having technical problems and I can't see anyone's comments or questions, if you are listening to this live, quasi live, I guess, because I'm getting no feedback here, is I just want you to put your question in the comments there. And on next week, I'm going to continue this topic of diastasis, moving on to something a little bit deeper. And when we do that, I will go through and answer any questions that you might have. And who knows, if your question is juicy enough, I might just do the whole episode on that. So feel free, ask your questions here. If it's something small, I can answer really quickly. I certainly will. Again, if it's something bigger that requires a little bit bigger of an answer, I'll end up talking about it next week. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I want to thank everyone who is listening to me on the podcast. If it's a little bit confusing for you on the podcast, I do go live once a week in my Facebook group. And so I will link the Facebook group in the show notes. And, you know, I'm not telling all of you guys this information for nothing and just giving you a bunch of sticks. And now you have to figure out how to rub them together to start a fire. I do want to let you know that my newest ebook, Fixing Your Diastasis Recti, is coming out really soon. And I am looking for a few beta testers to test out the mini program in this ebook. And so I'm making a really cool offering. You'll be the first one to check out the program, go through the exercises. So the first 10 people that reach out to me are going to get a free copy of the book, the mini workout program. You get to try the program first before it goes out to the public. Email me at daisy@strongmomsfitness.com, or you can send me a DM on Facebook if you are interested about my newest ebook called Fixing Your Diastasis Recti. So thank you so much for checking me out live. And thank you to all you in podcast land for listening to me on the Strong Moms Fitness podcast. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the Strong Moms Fitness Podcast. Now remember, go subscribe so that you are the first to know as soon as new episodes drop. Also, be sure you don't miss out on your chance to win a free program of your choice from Strong Moms Fitness. All you have to do is leave a 5-star review, screenshot it before you submit, and send it to daisy@strongmomsfitness.com. Your review helps other people find our show. And as a thank you, once a month, we choose the review that makes us all warm and tingly inside and award that lucky lady a free program of their choice. So do it now. It could be you. See you next time, you badass mom, you.